think of the most beautiful song that you've ever heard. No matter what it is, the song that always you felt is the most beautiful. Think of the most beautiful painting you've ever seen. Think of the most beautiful nature view you've ever seen. Think of whatever comes to your mind when you think of beauty. Pure beauty. Beauty that you can't stop looking at. And now think of a page of Gemara. Think of a pasuk chumash with Rashi. Think of a verse from the Bible. Think of your tefillin, your tzitzis, or your Shabbos candles, or mikveh. And then think again of those beautiful things you were thinking about before. And where do you see more beauty? I suspect that many of us would answer that sometimes when we think of a page of Gemara, or we think of an absolutely beautiful painting, we see and we feel more beauty in the painting or in the song, or in the view of nature, the beautiful sunset, the ocean view, the view of the mountains. And then thinking back to page of Gemara, I think many of us would feel that the beauty is not in the Gemara. That, in one sentence, is what's meant by Golus Hashchina, the exile of the Divine Presence, because you understand that all the beauty that there is in the whole entire world, any beauty that you could think about, not only does it all come from the page of Gemara, from the Torah, from the mitzvahs, but the beauty in every page of Gemara and every verse from the Bible, the beauty in a piece of matzah and a lulav, in a broken up bench and a shtibel, that beauty is infinitely greater than any beauty that we could possibly see in the physical world. But the fact that we don't see that is because the Divine Presence, the Shekhinah, is in exile. And therefore we see the profound beauty in Rembrandt and hear the profound glory in Beethoven. But the words of Abaye and Rava don't necessarily cause our souls to soar. And hearing the reading of the Torah in the synagogue doesn't cause us to become in a state of awe from the infinite beauty that's being revealed at that moment. When you look at a tzedakah box, you don't necessarily see spectacular ecstasy that you might if you were looking at some kind of nature scene, some kind of unbelievable sunset over an ocean. And therefore we understand that the whole world is singing a song, but so often the song of God remains silent. We don't hear the song of God that really is the underlying song that unifies all of reality. And Mashiach, ultimate redemption, is when we will be able to unite the last hey of God's name with the first three letters to make a full Yudke Vovke, when we will return the Shekhinah to her husband, to God's infinite essence, when we will see through and manage thereby to unite all the beauty of the world with the infinite beauty of God and realize that they're all singing the song of God, which is the song of Mashiach. We have to refine our senses and believe, even though we might not be able to experience now, but believe how in Torah and in every mitzvah is an infinite beauty beyond anything we could possibly imagine. And realize that all the beauty that we see in this world is only a mashal, it's a parable, it's a conduit, it's a gateway to begin to perceive the infinite beauty of God that's in the Torah, that's in the mitzvahs, that will be revealed when Mashiach comes. Tonight and tomorrow is the 22nd of Shvat, which is the 30th anniversary of the passing of Rebbe Tzinchaya Mushka, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's wife. As the Rebbe himself testified that the Rebbetzin, through her living in Paris with the Rebbe, was paved the way and allowed all of us to live in and within those elements of society and the world that in the shtetl, the previous generations were afraid of. Those songs that are singing throughout the world that for centuries the righteous were afraid to sing, as symbolized by the society of France And everything the 19th, 20th, and 21st century comes from is through the revolutionary ideas of the French Enlightenment. And the Rebbe explained that Rebbe Tzion Chaim Mushka and himself, by living in Paris, allowed us to be able to sense the song of God, the infinite, unified, seamless song of God, paratzta, bursting out of everything in this world, to that time Moshiach comes, when we're going to see how everything is one essential song of God. And in her merit, may we continue this avoid of preparing the world for Moshiach, by learning to sing Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the unity of God through and with all the songs of reality.